When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Dr. Pepper, the most original soft drink ever. Original cast album from 1974. Released in 1986, Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram's Somewhere Out There went to number 2 in both the U.S. and Canada. The song was nominated for a Golden Globe and an Academy Award, though both lost to Berlin's Take My Breath Away. In addition, the song was nominated for 3 Grammys, winning 2. The song was from the soundtrack to the animated film An American Tale. Directed by Don Bluth, An American Tale was the story of a mouse named Feivel Mouskowitz and his family as they emigrate from Russia to the U.S. in the year 1885.
1885!
Yes, 1885 was also the year that Marty McFly and Doc Brown travel to in Back to the Future Part 3. But several real-life historic events also took place in 1885. Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was published. The Washington Monument was dedicated. The Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City, and a new soft drink was introduced in the United States, Dr. Pepper.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper to be a pepper. Drink Dr. Pepper, be a pepper.
Predating Coca-Cola by 1 year, Dr. Pepper is the oldest of the major brand soft drinks in America. Charles Alderton, a young pharmacist working at Morrison's Old Corner Drugstore in Waco, Texas, created the drink. Alderton spent most of his time mixing medications for the citizens of Waco, and in his spare time, he enjoyed serving carbonated drinks at the soda fountain. He liked the way the drugstore smelled, with all of the different fruit syrup flavor smells in the air. So, he created a drink that tasted like the store smelled. He first tested the drink with the drugstore's owner, Wade Morrison. Morrison liked it, and soon after, they began offering the drink at the soda fountain. The drink became so popular that other businesses in Waco bought the syrup and started serving it. But this quickly became a problem as they couldn't keep up with demand. Alderton was more interested in pharmaceutical work and gave the formula to Wade Morrison, who then partnered with a beverage chemist named Robert S. Lazenby. In 1891, Morrison and Lazenby founded what would eventually be called the Dr. Pepper Company. By 1904, they began marketing nationally in the United States. In the early 1900s, Dr. Pepper used the slogan, King of Beverages. In the 1920s and 30s, a trademarked character with a monocle and top hat called Old Doc was used heavily in advertisements. In the 1950s, Dr. Pepper's new slogan became the Friendly Pepper Upper, as heard in this 1959 radio ad.
When it's time to take time out for some refreshment, choose the coolest drink that's ever come to town. Dr. Pepper is the Friendly Pepper Upper, and it never, never, ever lets you down.
In the 1960s, Dr. Pepper began an association with American Bandstand host Dick Clark. On November 30th, 1963, just 8 days after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, ABC aired a television special called Dick Clark's Dr. Pepper Celebrity Party.
It's we have a little something special planned for you today, and I think we're going to have fun for the next hour, because right now we are in Hollywood, California, in a recorded program, of course, because it's nighttime, a celebrity party. Our Dr. Pepper friends put it together, and I hear voices out here. I think we got some late arrivals.
Dick Clark himself even did commercials for Dr. Pepper.
Hi, I'm Dick Clark. You know, when the weather is sunny and hot, you and I really go for a delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the soft drink that goes so well with hot weather. Deliciously different. When the weather's hot, Dr. Pepper tastes great cold. And when the weather's cold, that's when Dr. Pepper tastes a great hot. Hi, Max. Good friends, a roaring fire, the perfect time for hot Dr. Pepper. Delicious and so easy to prepare. Just heat Dr. Pepper in a saucepan till it steams, then pour over a thin slice of lemon. That's a hot idea. Yes, Dr. Pepper is delicious cold or hot. Try hot Dr. Pepper. It's a great winter treat. Right, Max?
Hot idea.
Yes. Hot Dr. Pepper was really a thing for a bit. Cold soda tended to not sell well during the wintertime, so Dr. Pepper remarketed themselves as a hot drink to serve at Christmas parties.
Happy holidays, that special time of the year to enjoy the festivities. A fun time, the perfect time for hot Dr. Pepper.
In the 1970s, Dr. Pepper introduced a new ad campaign, becoming the most original soft drink ever. Which brings us to today's album. In 1974, Dr. Pepper, the most original soft drink ever, original cast album, was released by Dr. Pepper.
Hot Dr. Pepper, your favorite.
Inside the album's gatefold cover, it reads, "This album represents a key point in the growth of Dr. Pepper. It celebrates the beginning of a bright new positioning for Dr. Pepper. A positioning that will carry Dr. Pepper to even greater successes. The most original soft drink ever." The album offers a sampling of the advertising campaign that will carry this new selling theme to our prospects. It carries the actual soundtracks from 5 new television commercials, each a miniature Broadway musical production that tells the Dr. Pepper story in a truly original fashion. The album begins with Overture.
It's the most original soft drink ever in the whole wide world. Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper.
Up next is Executive Lunch. The liner notes describe the track saying, "An innovative young executive resists the usual when ordering lunch." So, there are no credited performers on the album, but according to my research, the singer on this track is a man who has a history with famous commercial jingles.
We're at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
While Barry Manilow is known for writing several jingles, most notably State Farm and Band-Aid, he's not the composer here, but more on that in a minute. In 2022, Manilow told People.com, quote, "I lucked into doing commercials back when I was a starving musician. They've been airing State Farm Is There for over 40 years. It's my greatest hit," end quote.
It's not a cola. It's something much, much more. It's not a root beer. There are root beers by the score.
The composer of the jingle is actually Randy Newman. Randy Newman is in both the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He may be best known for his film composing on films like Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., The Natural, Awakenings, and James and the Giant Peach. And on a personal note, it wasn't until this year that I realized Randy Newman is not only a credited co-writer of Three Amigos, but he's also the voice of the Singing Bush.
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes. She'll be riding six white horses when she comes. She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Up next is a track called Prom. The accompanying TV commercial for this track featured Melanie Kinneman, probably best known for her role as Pam in Friday the 13th, A New Beginning. She was just 19 years old when she appeared in the commercial.
She doesn't notice me, Mary Lou. She won't dance with me, Mary Lou. I can't get close to her, Mary Lou. Just one dance.
Not now, Herbie, for goodness sake. Can't you see it's time for our break?
We'll all have callers like usually.
No, 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 Dr. Pepper for me.
Herbie Walters, Originalsville.
What's so original about Dr. Pepper?
Yeah!
You are, it's not a cola.
Another credited composer on the album is Jake Holmes. Holmes would later write the I'm a Pepper jingle that I played earlier in the episode. He also wrote this memorable jingle.
Hey, First Sergeant. Good morning.
You can do it in the Army.
Jake Holmes is the composer and original performer of Dazed and Confused, which would later become a signature song for Led Zeppelin.
I'm dazed and confused. Does it stay? Does it go? Am I being choosed? Well, I'd just like to know. Give me a clue as to where I am at. I feel like a mouse and you act like a cat.
The liner notes read, Meals on Wheels. The assembly line workers stagger forth at lunch seeking relief from their monotonous jobs.
9 to 5 with an hour in between. Mass production, 9 to 5, every day the same routine.
Get yourself a cola, friends. Get in line, stay with the trend.
No, like always, stick with me. Drink root beer like usually.
Get your regular cola here.
No, 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 take my root beer.
Cola, cola, cola,
cola. Get off that old assembly line for a while. Why not be adventuresome and original? Try a Dr. Pepper and drink to a different drunk.
For the next track, Librarian, the liner notes read, Emma Lou, the staid librarian, finds out she isn't satisfied with dull routine. Librarian was arranged by Dick Berk. Maybe saying that name wrong, apologies. He also did some additional compositions on the album. He also worked as a conductor for artists like Wayne Newton, Barry Manilow, Frank Sinatra, and Bobby Darin, who he went to high school with. The other credited arranger on Librarian is Bob Mann. Mann was also a session guitarist who recorded with James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, and to tie this episode together, he played the guitar solo on Somewhere Out There. The next track is Texas. Well, according to the album's label, but the jacket calls the song Texas 1930. The liner notes say, Texas 1930. A Yankee learns that Texas is not only big, Texas is original.
And so, my friends, Texas is not only big, Texas is original. Why, Texas gave us a 10-gallon hat. Cowboys, rodeos, and add to that. The panhandle tight-fitting jeans, the barbecue, chili with beans, and the most original, I say the most original, soft drink ever.
Pardon me, sir, I've just been here a day, the most original soft drink ever, did you say?
Friends, we have a Yankee in the crowd. Come on up here.
The second half of the album is various performances of the new Dr. Pepper jingle. 5 of them by known artists. Up first is bluegrass and gospel musician Doc Watson. Throughout his career, Watson was the winner of 7 Grammy Awards, as well as a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This old world keeps turning, and most folks follow along. But some gotta play their own way, they gotta sing a different song. They give life its flavor, a little style and poetry. That's what Dr. Pepper's got, originality.
Dr. Pepper,
Dr. Pepper. Mm-mm, Dr. Pepper. When you're hot and thirsty.
Blues legend Muddy Waters is up next. In 2023, Rolling Stone magazine listed Waters at number 72 on its list of the 200 greatest singers of all time. And the Rolling Stones, the band, named themselves after Waters' song, Rolling Stone.
So words keep turning, and most folks follow along. But some gotta play that way, gotta sing a different song. That give life a flavor, a little style of poetry. And that's what Dr. Pepper has, is originality. It's not a cola, it's something much, much more. It's not root beer.
UB Blake is up next. Blake was a pianist and composer of ragtime and jazz music. In 1981, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Ronald Reagan.
This old world keeps turning, and most folks fall along. But some gotta play their own way, gotta sing a different song. They give life its flavor, a little style and poetry. And that's what Dr. Pepper has, originality. It's not a cola, it's something much, much more. It's not a root beer, they're root beer by the score.
Jazz singer Anita O'Day is up next. O'Day was known for her early big band appearances that broke the conventional image of female singers.
This old world keeps turning, most folks follow along. But some gotta play their own way, I gotta sing a different song. Give life its flavor, a little style and poetry. And that's what Dr. Pepper has, originality. It's not a cooler, it's something much, much more.
The last additional performer is Country Music Hall of Famer Grandpa Jones.
This old world keeps turning, most folks just fall along. Some gotta play their own way, gotta sing a different song. That's why Dr. Pepper has originality. Go out and get yourself a Dr. Pepper. You'll be glad you did.
The album closes with the standard version of the jingle, but I've played you so many other versions that we're just going to move on. The album was produced by Susan Hamilton. Hamilton was a producer, songwriter, and arranger in the music business for over 40 years. She was the sole proprietor and operator of HEA Productions, where she won over 100 awards for her involvement in commercials. As a producer, she may be best known for her work with Michael Bolton. This album appears to have only gotten a vinyl release, and interestingly, though it's a gatefold jacket, the record itself is only one-sided. The B-side of the vinyl is an unplayable etched checkered pattern. And to the best of my knowledge, this album was apparently available to the general public. It's not one of those industrial musical soundtrack albums given out to employees that I've talked about on the show before. But speaking of those, one of Dr. Pepper's biggest competitors, Coca-Cola, did release an industrial musical album in 1961 called The Grip of Leadership. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.